A new trend on TikTok has both American and Canadian officials on alert. The New York Post reports smugglers are using the social media platform to advertise human trafficking services. Posts like the ones you see here are popping up all over TikTok. The Canadian coyotes mainly target Indian nationals for as much as $5,000. They often feature a United States flag waving over a wooded Canadian border with Indian music in the background. The Post asks for a direct message if interested. According to the New York Post, the services detail a two-hour car ride and a 25-minute walk through an unguarded forest, taking five migrants at a time on a group walk. According to United States Customs and Border Protection data, northern border encounters have dropped significantly since President Donald Trump took office. In December, CBP had nearly 12,000 encounters on the northern border. In January, encounters dropped to a little more than 5,000. In fiscal year 2024, Indian nationals made up nearly a quarter of those apprehended crossing the northern border illegally. Data shows this is the largest single group of illegal crossings. Back in January, Trump announced tariffs on goods coming from Canada and Mexico in response to border control and fentanyl. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau responded with this February 3rd post on X. Trudeau stated, Canada is implementing a $1.3 billion border plan, reinforcing the border with new choppers, technology, and personnel, enhanced coordination with American partners, and increased resources to stop the flow of fentanyl. Nearly 10,000 frontline personnel are and will be working on protecting the border. Trump has since paused United States tariffs on both Mexico and Canada until at least March. However, the TikTok scheme adds a new factor in the negotiations. In response to the New York Post investigation, the Office for U.S. Representative Nicole Malliotakis called for a federal probe. The Department of Justice should investigate how these apps are being utilized for nefarious activities and get cooperation from the companies that operate them. Both Canadian and American border authorities insist those trying to cross the border will be arrested.